and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. This is part three in this mini-series about leading a group of people. When trying to maintain traction and forward progress, it's helpful to identify three groups that compose the entire collective. Each group requires a bit of a different mindset and approach in order to keep the ball moving forward. The first group, and the largest one, are the vision supporters. The obvious reason the people are following the vision is because they support it. They range from shallow support to more in-depth comprehension and zeal. This general group needs you, the leader, to be a stable presence and continue charting forward, and provide clarity and encouragement as needed. They might have questions or even criticism, but the supporters are not a hindrance to the vision and should not be viewed as such. The second group, a much smaller one, but typically much more vocal, are the resistors. The resistors lack a rooted identity in themselves apart from leeching on to forward-moving people. If given the opportunity, their persistence sucks the lifeblood out of the leader, the supporters, and any forward progress. They are a threat. It's tempting to give the resistors most of your attention, but this would be a devastating mistake. In the face of resistance, the leader must maintain a stable presence and simply continue charting forward. As long as the leader doesn't waver, the resistors eventually fall away. Instead of squandering his time and energy on the resistors, it's crucial that the leader invests his strength and effort into the third group, if he is to maintain traction towards realizing the vision. This is the smallest group of the three, typically no more than 2% of the entire collective, but if leveraged properly, is the most crucial and effective function in order to advance towards the vision. I call this small but potent group the vision holders. The vision holders are the few individuals who not only support the vision, but are helping to carry and advance its weight. With these people, it is not just your vision, it is our vision. They own the vision and have a sense of responsibility to protect it against onslaught and to help make forward progress. These people understand not just the specifics of what you're trying to do and why it's important. They feel the weight of the vision's burden and comprehend what's at stake if the vision is not realized. For the vision holders, what you're trying to accomplish is what they're trying to accomplish. The vision holders is where a hefty portion of the leader's time and energy must be invested in. Typically, when a leader sees a person holding the vision and one resisting it, he leaves the holder on his own and tries to wrestle with and persuade the resistor. This makes sense because the leader wants to bring all his followers to a place of owning the vision. Seeing someone already there, the leader is tempted to believe his work with that person is finished, where the resistor still has much work to do. This is a grave mistake, and one that could undermine the entire project. You'll always have resistors sabotaging your vision, but having a holder owning it alongside you is a rare leverage. Investing into the vision holders gives the leader an indispensable opportunity to duplicate himself in order to start making compounding exponential progress. Invest your time and energy into that which is strong and healthy within your organization. This is done first by building a solid, trustworthy relationship with the vision holders. This takes time and patient vulnerability on behalf of the leader, but you won't be able to make this compounding progress if there is not deep trust between you and the holders. Second, start building together. Let the holders see the backstage work of how you think and operate. Bring them into a project or let them run it with your involvement and support. And third, as you grow your relationship and work together, things will come to light where more clarity and encouragement is needed. If your aim is compounding progress, in trying to duplicate yourself, you'll have to keep refining the holders. But within a trustworthy context of mutual labor, this is accomplished almost unnoticed. Within the collective, about 90% support the vision. Keep doing what you're doing and providing clarity and encouragement as needed. About 8% will resist the vision. Don't get distracted by them. Be stable and self-controlled doing what you're doing. If they get too loud or get negative traction, correct and discipline as needed, but don't let your attention be derailed. And about 2% will hold the vision with you. Double down your investment into this small but potent group, and the traction will compound exponentially toward realizing your future vision.